Despite a three-run first inning in last night's ballgame, Rancho's mid-game rally split the series at two games apiece. Tonight, the Rawhide will look to get into the driver's seat on a Saturday night in Rancho. Coming up next, it's Game 5 of the six-game series between the Visalia Rawhide and the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Lone Mart Field, located in Rancho Cucamonga, California. Joey Gonzalez with you on this Saturday night, barbecue night in Southern California. Last night, Visalia took an early 3-0 lead thanks to hits from the first three batters. However, just two innings later, Quakes first baseman Logan Wagner hit his second home run of the season, which was a grand slam, giving the Quakes a 6-3 lead. Despite a ninth-inning run from the Hide, the Quakes captured their fourth game of the series, captured their second game of the series, final score 8-4. Coming up next in our pregame coverage, we'll take a look at the California League standings and the out-of-town scoreboard. Glad to have you alongside on this Saturday night. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
There's a story about President Kennedy visiting NASA in 1962 and meeting a janitor while he toured the building. Kennedy asked him, "What do you do here?" The janitor replied, "Well, Mr. President, I'm helping put a man on the moon." At Kaweah Health, we hold that same belief, that every employee in every department has a purpose necessary to achieve our mission of caring for our community. They are the driving force behind our commitment to provide compassionate, world-class care to everyone who walks through our doors. They are at the heart of what we do, no matter what job they hold. Because when you set out to achieve something extraordinary, something so demanding yet so worthwhile, no job is too small. At Kaweah Health, all of our employees are making a difference in the way we care for our community. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, cash flow, and everything in between. Valley Business is Valley Strong. Learn how our cash management services can support your business at valleystrong.com.
Hay una historia sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio. Kennedy le preguntó, "¿Qué haces aquí?" El consejero respondió, "Pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner a un hombre en la luna." En Kaweah Health tenemos la misma creencia. Cada empleado en cada departamento tiene un propósito necesario para lograr nuestra misión de cuidar a nuestra comunidad. Ellos son la fuerza impulsora detrás de nuestro compromiso de proporcionar atención compasiva y de primera clase a todos los que pasan por nuestras puertas. Están en el centro de lo que hacemos, sin importar el trabajo que tengan. Porque cuando se empieza a lograr algo extraordinario, algo tan exigente, pero tan digno, ningún trabajo es demasiado pequeño. En Kaweah Health, todos nuestros empleados están haciendo una diferencia en la manera en que cuidamos a nuestra comunidad. Kaweah Health, más que medicina, vida.
Kaweah Health, más que medicina, vida.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball at Visalia Rawhide.com. Let's look at the California League standings for the first time today. We'll start off first in the South, where Lake Elsinore lost yesterday's ballgame. Inland Empire, 7 runs past the 7th inning, forced extra innings, and they win in the bottom of the 11th inning. Lake Elsinore 27-26, right in that one-game losing streak. Meanwhile, in second, it's Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. They are 25-28. They won last night's ballgame. That puts them 2 games back from the first-place spot. Visalia, they still have their name in the picture with less than 10 games to go. In the first half of the California League season, they are 4.5 games back, but they need some wins, crucially, here down the stretch. And lastly, in fourth place is the Inland Empire 66ers. They are 20-34, 7.5 games back of the Storm. Meanwhile, up north in Modesto, they continue to be the top team in the league despite a loss last night, 37-16. They have a 6.5-game lead over the second-place squad, the Fresno Grizzlies, who are 31-23 after they beat Modesto last night. Meanwhile, in third place is the San Jose Giants. They are 30-24. They've lost 3 in a row. They're 7.5 games back of Modesto. And then lastly, out in Stockton, the Ports are 21-32. 2. As they've won 3 straight games, they still find themselves 16 games back of first place. And with that, allows us to go into the California League scoreboard for the first time today. Out of John Thurman Field, game is already underway. Top 2, Modesto 2, Fresno 0. Meanwhile, out in San Bernardino, the Inland Empire 66ers and Lake Elsinore Storm are warming up. They'll get started at 6:30, just like us. And then lastly, the final game to get underway tonight will be the Stockton Ports and the San Jose Giants, scheduled for a 7:05 first pitch. Next up, we move around the Arizona Diamondbacks organization. We're out in the Dominican Summer League. The D-backs 8-0 over the Dominican Summer League White Sox. And then out in the Complex League, the ACL D-backs are now 18-8 as they defeated the Dodgers earlier today 5-4. Meanwhile, out in the single and the high A level, Hillsborough and Spokane are currently getting ready. Roman Angelo will get the start for the Hops. He's 0-2 with a 4.15 ERA. In double A, the Amarillo Sod Poodles are currently in the top of the sixth. The Sod Poodles lead over the Tulsa Drillers 3-2. And then lastly, out in AAA, the Tacoma Rainiers lead over the Reno Aces 1-0. That game is in the bottom of the first inning. Lastly, at the Major League level, the Arizona Diamondbacks return to Petco Park. The Padres lead 4-0 heading into the bottom of the third inning out in Petco. We'll take one final break, and when we come back, we'll have the starting pitchers for today's ballgame, followed by first pitch. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at visalerawhide.com.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We get ready for first pitch for game 55-131. The starting pitcher for the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes will be the right-hander Garrett McDaniels. He is 0-4 with a 3.61 ERA. He's making his 11th appearance of the year, his 7th start, and it'll be the second time that he'll face off against Visalia. Last outing against the Rawhide was on May 10th, a ball game where he had no decisions. We'll talk more about McDaniels as this ball game rolls forward. Meanwhile, for Visalia, it will be the southpaw Wilkin Paredes. He is 0-2 with a 6.75 ERA. He's been a guy who's thrown a lot of strikes, not going to walk a whole lot of batters, but it often leads ways to opposing offenses, getting lots of hits against Paredes. And in fact, that was the case last time that Paredes was on the mound last Saturday against the Inland Empire 66ers. The starting pitcher for Visalia, the left-hander Wilkin Paredes, and meanwhile for Rancho Cucamonga, it will be the right-hander Garrett McDaniel. You can listen to today's game and games all season long at visaliarawhide.com. And you can also watch the game live on the MILB app and the Bally Live app as well. Make sure to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok at Visalia Rawhide, the Rawhide on Facebook. Game 5 of the 6-game series coming up here from Lone Mar Field in Rancho Cucamonga, California. We hope you enjoy the game. We'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll have the first pitch right here from Lone Mar Field. This is Rawhide Baseball at visaliarawhide.com. arrive at Game 5 of the six-game series between the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes and the Visalia Rawhide. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Lone Mart Field in Rancho Cucamonga, California. Joey Gonzalez with you on this Saturday night for Game 55 of 131. And let's dive into the Rawhide starting lineup for the first time today. Leading things off will be the second baseman, number 8, Christopher Torin. Batting second will be the Rawhide shortstop, Anderson Rojas, playing over at catcher. Batting third will be number 7, Kenny Castillo. Junior Franco will bat cleanup, playing in left field. Meanwhile, Drew Jones, the center fielder, will return to the lineup after getting yesterday off. He'll bat six, with Ruben Santana to follow. And then batting out of the number 7 spot will be Modifi Marte, the Rawhide DH. Jackson Feltner will play over at first for the Hyde. And then lastly, out in right field, wearing number 1, will be Jefferson Pena. Christopher Torin will get ready to dig in for the Hyde. Garrett McDaniels will step on the rubber for the first time this evening, and everybody is squared up and ready to go here for the fifth game of the set. Hope you enjoy Rawhide baseball, and we are officially underway at 6:34 p.m. here at Lone Mart Field. Post-game firework night, barbecue night. Christopher Torin looking to get the Rawhide offense going early in the ballgame. The 1-0 pitch on the way to Torin, and it's in there for a strike, 1-1. 74-degree sunny Saturday night with the wind blowing out into right center field. The wind has blown out to outfield practically all series long, and that pitch is in the dirt for ball 2-1. Christopher Torin got the hitting started yesterday. First hit of the game was one of 7 hits from Visalia in yesterday's ballgame, where they were out hit 10-7. 2-1 deal, slow ground ball, and a roll left of the third base line. And the count will now be 2-2. Home plate umpire for today's ballgame, Jeremy Rada. First base umpire will be Joshua Runge. First base umpire will be the home plate umpire for tomorrow's series finale between the Quakes and the Rawhide before Visalia returns home for a 2-week homestand. Their second of the season, of that matter. The 2-2 pitch fouled off to the left side. It's been a Rawhide team so far who's played a lot of home baseball here in the first two months of the season. 2 months and a few weeks now. The 2-2 deal on the way, and Torin fouls that one backwards on a ball that was low. Visalia won't have their first 2-week road trip, and really not even a full 2 weeks, a week and a half, at the end of June when the Rawhide will travel to San Manuel Stadium for the second time this season. 2-2 pitch on the way to Torin, and that one's a bit outside for ball 3-2. The Rawhide will play Inland Empire, and then following that they'll stay down south and go over to Rancho. They'll return here to Lone Mart Field for 3 games before returning home for the 4th of July, where they'll play 3 games July 4th through the 6th. Torin will ground this ball up the middle of the infield, where it'll be vacuumed up by Jordan Thompson, and he'll throw over to first base in time. That'll be the first out of the ballgame, and it brings up Anderson Rojas to the plate. First hit of the game, or first pitch of the game, is brought to you by Golden Valley Painting. Painting the corners with ease since 2002. For all your painting needs, call Juan Moy at 559-740-0311. So Torin retired for the first out, and Garrett McDaniels now will face off against Anderson Rojas. And that pitch is low for ball 1-0. Anderson Rojas so far this year batting .264 with a home run and 14 RBIs, an on-base percentage of a .302. The 1-0 deal on the way to Rojas, and that was in there for a strike, 1-1. Rancho with an 8-4 win in yesterday's ballgame. The previous night, Visalia a 2-1 win that required 10 innings to play. And Rojas swings in, lifts this one into left field, where Juan Alonso is placed perfectly. 2 down here in the inning. And with that, I'll now bring up the Rawhide catcher, Kenny Castillo, to the plate. Let's talk a little bit about Garrett McDaniels here in 2024. He is 0-4 with a 3.61 ERA, making his 11th appearance of the season, his 7th start. He struck out 42 batters and walked 21 through 42 in a third inning of work. With 2 down, Castillo will get ready for the pitch, and it misses outside for ball 1-0. 2023 for McDaniels. He spent time in both the Complex League and with Rancho. He appeared in 13 games of the Quakes in 2023, where he had an ERA of a 2.87. The pitch to Castillo is outside, and the count is now 2-0. Third year in the Dodgers organization, 2022 was his first year. He spent them all in the Complex League during that 2022 campaign. And now Castillo will get a piece of that one if he fouled off to the right side, up and out of play. Over the Quakes Cantina, I was on the right side. Good nachos, street tacos out here at Lone Mart Field. Castillo now 2-1 with two down. Base is empty here. Christopher Terrain and ground out to begin this ball game, and then a fly out from Anderson Rojas. The 2-1 pitch with Junior Franco waiting on deck. This ball's grounded up the middle. It'll be fielded by McDaniels, who gets off the mound. The throw is wide, and Kenny Castillo will reach over at first base. And a two-out base runner here for Visalia in the top of the first. McDaniels had to quickly rush off the mound and field it. Kind of had to rush the throw a little bit. Sean McClain has to go off the first base bag. And as a result, Kenny Castillo is able to race down the first base line and get on first. Officially go down as an E1 against McDaniels. And now the pitch on the way to Junior Franco is upstairs for a ball, 1-0. Mistakes happen. That's why your local State Farm agent, Patrick Salazar, is in your corner. Good neighborhood service, surprisingly great rates. Give Patrick a call today at 625-2318. 1-0 with two away. Junior Franco fouls it off to the left side. And the count is 1-1. The Rawhide average leader batting .309 here in 2024 with a team leading four home runs and 22 RBIs. 1-1 with two away. Drew Jones waits on deck. McDaniels glances at first. The pitch to Franco is low. Ball two, 2-1. Tomorrow's ball game, a 2:00 first pitch. With Adonis Perez scheduled to get the start for the high. 2-1 with two down. Franco to the left side, and he hits it through the infield for a base hit. Jordan Thompson was covering over at second. Kenny Castillo is going to race over to third. Franco's going to try to go to second base. He'll dive in there, and he is out trying to stretch, and the inning will come to a conclusion. So we head into the bottom of the first inning. One hit, no runs, one error, and one runner left on base, and we'll see Wilkin Bredis for the first time tonight. Quake 0, Rawhide 0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Let's go! It's time to spring into adventure. Experience everything that awaits this season in a new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on the stylish, fuel-efficient Camry. Or lease a Camry for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run.
Teixeira's making it happen.
Attention Central Valley residents. Are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Bowes Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Bowes Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Bowes Comfort way.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move into the bottom of the first inning. Visalia had some trouble brewing with two down. However, Junior Franco caught trying to go to second base. And we head to the bottom of the first. We'll see Wilkin Paredes for the first time today. Kendall George, first pitch swinging. Christopher Terrain, a backhand grab with Ray-Bans on and all. He makes the throw in time, one away. Batting order for Rancho tonight. Batting first will be number 6, Kendall George. He'll be followed by the DH, Gerald Perez. Batting third is the right fielder, number 27, Josue De Paula. Then at the fourth spot will be the shortstop, Jordan Thompson. Logan Wagner, the third baseman, will bat fifth. And then the first baseman, Sean McClain, will bat out of the sixth spot. We'll go 7, 8, and 9 in just a moment. Paredes' pitch on the way, and it's inside for ball number 1. Juan Alonso, the Quakes left fielder, will bat 7. Carlos Rojas, the catcher number 51, will bat 8. And then lastly, the second baseman number 13, Wilman Diaz, will bat 9, playing second base. This ball is lifted into right field. Jefferson Pena with the shades on as well. He'll be underneath it. He'll make the grab. 2 down. And brings up Josue De Paula to the plate. Going off for the Rawhide defense. It'll be Kenny Castillo behind the dish for the Hyde. Jackson Feltner will play over at first base. Meanwhile, Christopher Torin plays at second base. Anderson Rojas will play short. Ruben Santana will meet at third. Junior Franco in left. Drew Jones in center. And then lastly, Jefferson Pena out in right field. The pitch on the way from Wilkin Paredes. This is outside for a ball, and the count is 1-0. Anthem would like to remind you that Live Health Online lets you visit a doctor through video chat on your computer, tablet, or smartphone. Paredes' pitch in there for a strike. When you need to see a doctor late at night or can't make it to the doctor's office, Live Health Online can help at no cost to Anthem Medcal members. Anthem, the official sponsor of the starting lineup. One ball, one strike. This is outside for ball 2, 2-1. Paredes looking to go 3 up, 3 down here in the bottom of the first. A problem that the Rawhide could not solve yesterday. Torino will make the grab. He'll throw to Feltner in time. And a 3 up, 3 down frame for Wilkin Paredes here in inning number 1. We head to the top of the second inning. Quake 0, Rawhide 0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Let's go! A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck. Get low 3.99% APR on the legendary Tacoma. Check out the powerful Tundra or lease a Tacoma double cab 4x4 for as low as $369 a month.
No! Grab the keys, come on, let's go!
Toyota, let's go places. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro. Ends 4/30/24.
Hay una historia sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio. Kennedy le preguntó, ¿qué haces aquí? El consejero respondió, pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner a un hombre en la luna. En Cahuilla Health tenemos la misma creencia. Cada empleado en cada departamento tiene un propósito necesario para lograr nuestra misión de cuidar a nuestra comunidad. Ellos son la fuerza impulsora detrás de nuestro compromiso de proporcionar atención compasiva y de primera clase a todos los que pasan por nuestras puertas. Están en el centro de lo que hacemos, sin importar el trabajo que tengan. Porque cuando se empieza a lograr algo extraordinario, algo tan exigente, pero tan digno, ningún trabajo es demasiado pequeño. En Cahuilla Health, todos nuestros empleados están haciendo una diferencia en la manera en que cuidamos a nuestra comunidad.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Drew Jones, first pitch swinging over to third, and the throw to first base will be just in time, and one out to begin this top half of the second inning. Talked about the Rawhide batting order back at the first. Let's go through the starting defense for Rancho on this Saturday night. Jeremy McDaniels, the southpaw, is on the mound. He'll be throwing to his catcher number 51, Carlos Rojas. Over at first base will be the former Arizona State Sun Devil, number 57, Sean McClain. He'll be joined on the right side of the infield by number 13, Wilman Diaz. The pitch on the way to Ruben Santana is in there for a strike 0-1. Meanwhile, on the left side of the infield, it will be the shortstop Jordan Thompson, followed by Logan Wagner over at third base. 0-1 with one down. And Santana will swing and miss, and the count is now 0-2. Meanwhile, in outfield, it goes Juan Alonso in left, Kendall George wearing number 6 on this barbecue night instead of the typical 7. And then lastly, out in right field will be number 27, Josue DePaula. And that makes the starting 9 for the Quakes. Santana, 3 pitches, 3 swings, and 2 down. Bring up Modifi Marte to the plate. Logan Wagner so far this week. We've seen him over at first base twice this series. Or I should say 3 times this series, and now getting his first start over at third base. Modifi Marte bats out of the number 7 spot. He'll get ready for the first pitch from Garrett McDaniels. And that one's in there for a strike, 0-1. Modifi Marte so far this year batting .217 with 2 home runs and 16 RBIs. Marte's pitch kind of a half swing, and he's quickly behind in the count, 0-2. And Daniels struck out Ruben Santana on 3 pitches and then a 5-3 ground out from Drew Jones. Has a chance to get out of the inning right here on a fairly quick and efficient inning. Here's the pitch. Here's the deal. Outside corner, strike 3. A less than 7 pitch inning for Garrett McDaniels as he strikes out 2 batters, and we head into the bottom of the 2nd inning. Rawhide 0, Quake 0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball by SaintLeaRawhide.com.
American Business Machines has been providing custom business solutions to the Central Valley for nearly 100 years. Providing black and white or color copiers and printers, while also specializing in phone systems, surveillance cameras, IT, and printing services. ABM would be happy to create a solution to your business, church, or organization's unique needs. For more information, visit abm1.com. That's ABM, the number 1.
Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of tires this spring and get the 4th for only $1. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy 3 new tires, you'll get the 4th for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per...
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball, one of the quickest half innings of the year for the Rawhide offense. Just 7 pitches is what it took for Garrett McDaniels to get out of that top of the 2nd inning, the shortest of the year. Was the series finale against Stockton, where the Rawhide had a 4-pitch inning. And now that pitch is inside for a ball, 1-1. Jordan Thompson will lead things off, 4, 5, and 6. Wilkin Paredes retired the side in order in the top half of the in the bottom half of the first inning. The 1-1 deal on the way to Thompson, and he pops this one into right field. Racing over to the right side is right fielder Jefferson Pena, and he'll make the grab. In the sunlight out in right field, 1 down here in the frame. A little bit of shadows here on the field at this 6:30 start time. Basically the whole way from the third base bag all the way to home plate is covered by shade. And a little bit of shade from the trees ranging from left to center field. Junior Franco standing out of those shades. Drew Jones exposed in the sun, and Jefferson Pena has a full face of sun out in right. 0-1 with 1 away. Typically the 6:30 to 7:30 range at Valley Strong Ballpark is arguably probably one of the hardest left fields to play in all of minor league baseball with the way the sun sets back home. Goes over the box seating at Valley Strong. It takes about an hour for that sun to go behind the bleachers, and always makes it difficult for specifically the shortstops and left fields. And the Rawhide are back in Visalia. 2-1 pitch on the way from Wilkin Paredes. Grounded to the left side. Ruben Santana will catch it eye level. He'll throw down to first base. He'll be in time, and there's 2 down here in the frame. Important to note, Yonsei Luis getting his second day off in a row after suffering an injury two nights ago on a ball where he was slid into by Logan Wagner. Luis applied the tag, and then his momentum falling forward, tried to use his hand to stop his fall. He ended up hyperextending it. No official word on how long he'll be out. Hopefully not too long. And just a precautionary thing, maybe give him Sunday off as well, and hope to see him back home when the Rawhide hosts Modesto next week. No balls, two strikes, two away. They're playing quickly behind in the count right here, and both pitchers off to a good start here if Paredes can go six up, six down right now. The pitch to McLean, and it's a bit high for a ball, and the count is one and two. Waiting on deck, Juan Alonso. John McLean on the season batting 162 with no home runs and eight RBIs. Paredes' pitch, that one's in the dirt. Good block by Kenny Castillo. It was Adrian DeLeon behind the plate for yesterday's ball game. It's been Kenny Castillo and Adrian DeLeon alternating spots behind the plate for the first few games of the series. 2-2 misses outside for ball three, 3-2. Kenny Castillo got the start on Wednesday, or on Tuesday, I should say. Wednesday was Adrian DeLeon, Thursday Castillo. Last night's Friday's game, Adrian DeLeon was behind the plate. 3-2. Was that ball fouled off of McLean? It was not. The ball took a very odd bounce. Kenny Castillo fields it, and nobody's running down the line. Castillo throws the first base, and a very odd ending to inning number two. Six up, six down here from Wilkin Paredes to begin this ballgame. We head into the top of the third inning. Quake 0, Rawhide 0. This is Rawhide Baseball by CLARawhide.com.
American Business Machines has been providing custom business solutions to the Central Valley for nearly 100 years. Providing black and white or color copiers and printers, while also specializing in phone systems, surveillance cameras, IT, and printing services. ABM would be happy to create a solution to your business, church, or organization's unique needs. For more information, visit abm1.com. That's ABM, the number one.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota. Let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. It's 43024.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh-roasted in-the-shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great, healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, in the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Pitching duel through two innings of work. Jackson Feltner will lead things off. First pitch on the way. It's in there for a strike. 0-1. Saturday night baseball from Lone Mark Field. Another nice crowd on hand on this Saturday night. 0-1 deal to Jackson Feltner. Bounced outside for ball one. 1-1. Rancho. The Rancho Cucamonga BBQs here on this Saturday night. Start of summer calls for Salutes California Barbecues. The 1-1 pitch on the way for McDaniels, and Jackson Feltner will rip this one into left field. It'll be the second Rawhide hit of the ballgame. And the Rawhide have a leadoff base hit right here. First of the game was brought to you by Rosa Brothers Milk Company. With Rosa Brothers, every sip is special. Moo! Rancho will be barbecues for three games this season. including today, Saturday, June 8th, and also Friday, August 2nd, and Thursday, September 5th, when the Rawhide will be back in town for the final series of the year. Pitch to Jefferson Pena goes in there for a strike, 0-1. The theme, the start of summer. Time to come out, grab a cold drink with the friends, grab a nice grilled burger, hot dog. And a perfect day for baseball. 1-1 with no outs. The abbreviation BBQ. BB stands for baseball. The Q stands for Quakes. With that, the uniform combination for today's ball game for Rancho. The barbecue tops. It's a black top with BBQ across the chest with the red numbers in the back. And now a pickoff attempt over at first. The numbers in the back are red with a white outline. Meanwhile, they're sporting their home white pants with the red belts. Barbecue hats as well, the all black. Sam Pena will foul this one off of himself. The hat, all black with a grill swinging a utensil. That's the hat on this Saturday night. Meanwhile, for Visalia, they sport the road gray uniforms. As usual, the lasso Visalia font in the front. The Arizona Diamondbacks patch on the right side. Pena to the right side as well. And a drop in for a base hit. Jackson Feltner will round second base. He'll hold up there. And he'll have to stab his right foot back at the bag. He took a pretty large round, but he's able to get back. And back-to-back base hits to begin this inning for the Hyde. We go back to the top of the order for Christopher Torin. Visalia, the gray pants with red trim along the side, red belt with the red caps for today's ball game. Black bills with the lasso R in the front. Christopher Torin will step up to the plate for the Hyde. A three-hit game for Visalia here in the first three frames. And Garrett McDaniel's now having to work through some trouble. The pitch to Torin is outside for ball one, 1-0. McDaniel's second appearance of the season against Visalia. It was back on May 10th, a ballgame where he went four innings of work, gave up six hits in one earned run. And now this ball is bounced in. Jackson Feltner is not going to advance over to third base. McDaniel's on that night, four strikeouts, two walks, and a ballgame where Rancho eventually goes on to defeat Visalia 4-2. At the time, Rancho was first place in the Cal South with a record of 17-12. Visalia was 13-17 following that loss. The 2-0 pitch on the way. And that one's low and outside for ball three. 3-1, 3-0. It's been a Rancho team who has been in a slump as of lately. Just three wins, or I should say four wins over their last three series. And Torino will take that pitch outside for a ball. And the bases will now be loaded. Brings up Anderson Rojas to the plate. Rojas, likely one of the most aggressive hitters on this Rawhide team. We'll often see him so early in counts swinging the bat. Salia took the lead first in yesterday's ballgame. They're looking to do it in back-to-back ballgames. Bases loaded with no outs. Here's the pitch. And the deal to Rojas is on the outside corner for strike number one, 0-1. Visalia has taken the lead first in two out of the four games that have been completed so far in this series. They're going to do it for the third time this week. 0-1 pitch on the way to Rojas. A nice breaking ball swung on and missed, 0-2. Gary McDaniel's last time he appeared in a Quakes game was last Sunday against Lake Elstor. A ball game where he suffered a loss on two runs and five hits over five innings of work. 0-2, no outs. McDaniel sets his deal. And Rojas watches that one go in the dirt. However, Jackson Feltner not able to advance from third base. Ride yesterday with runners in scoring position. They were 2-for-12. Meanwhile, the previous night with runners in scoring position, Visalia was 2-for-15. One and two with no outs. Kenny Castillo waits on deck. He's been an RBI machine as of lately. 1-2, no outs. McDaniels against Rojas. He kicks, he deals. A high chopper over to first base. Jackson Feltner will come home to score. Stepping on first base will be Sean McClain. And the Visalia Rawhide taking early 1-0 lead here in the top of the third inning. And now that sets up a sac fly opportunity. Rain will go to second. Meanwhile, Pena will go over to third, and Rojas is given the first RBI of the night. Infield plays in. Kenny Castillo with his 16 RBI steps up to the plate. He grounds it off to the right side and fouled into the Rawhide dugout. RBI leader Drew Jones with 25. If you look at Kenny Castillo's 16 RBIs, one of many players on the team with above 15. And he'll listen this one into center field. This will likely score one run easily. Pena will tag up. He'll be waved home. He will score, and that will advance Torin over to third base. RBI number 17 of the year, and it's a 2-0 ball game in the top of the third inning. Two nothing here in the top of the third. And it brings up Junior Franco to the plate, who last time up, he singled through the left side of the infield as the first Rawhide hit of the night. Franco now batting 313 with that, and that pitch goes in there for a strike 0-1. Franco with that hit through the left side, riding a 6-game hitting streak. It's the second longest streak in the California League, or on the team, excuse me. And that pitch is in there for a strike, 0-1. Has reached base safely in now 9 straight games. It's the second most on this Rawhide team behind Drew Jones. 0-2 on the way to Franco. He grounds this one up the middle. It'll be fielded by Thompson, and he muffs it over at shortstop, and Junior Franco's going to step on first. And the Rawhide now lead 3-0 here in the top of the third inning. A fairly routine play for Jordan Thompson. A little bit more room to cover than he normally has to, playing behind second base and trying to scoop it up. The ball just kind of kicks up on him. And now Franco's over at first base, and that's going to bring out the pitching coach, Sean Coyne, out to the mound. Mound visit brought to you by locally owned Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, reminding you that a good therapist is like a great coach, and sometimes all we need is someone to talk to. Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health. Now open in Visalia. So what should have been an inning-ending roundout provides the second Quakes error of the inning. And Junior Franco has gotten on base 2 times today. Mistakes happen. That's why your local State Farm agent, Patrick Salazar, is in your corner. Good neighborhood service, surprisingly great rates. Give Patrick a call today at 625-2318. So now Rancho, 2 errors in this ballgame. And McDaniels will get ready to pitch to Drew Jones, who's so far 2-for-9 in the series. Pickoff attempt over to first. Franco gets back in safely. Drew Jones did not play in yesterday's ball game, getting the day off. Anderson Rojas played in center field, and now with an 0-2 count, Jones will watch that one miss upstairs for ball one. Jones was 1-for-4 on Thursday night's ball game, a game where Visalia ultimately wins, final score 2-1 in 10. And now Jones will take that pitch inside as well, and the count is now 2-0. Daniels glances over at first base, the pitch. And Jones will watch that one miss outside for ball three. 3-0, a 4-game walk streak for Drew Jones. It's tied for the 4th longest walk streak in the California League. Jones so far this week, 6 walks. He leads this Rawhide team, including 5 walks in his first 2 games. And Jones takes that pitch downstairs, so a four-pitch walk for Drew. Puts runners on first and second. And we get ready to see the eighth batter of the inning. Bring up Ruben Santana to the plate. We've seen Ruben bat a lot in the cleanup spot. The three spot as well. Move him down to the six spot. Take off a little bit of pressure off the Rawhide third baseman. We've seen Drew Jones thrive at the six spot this year. When to begin the season in the first 10 games of the year, Drew Jones was batting leadoff. Heavily struggled in that position. They moved him down, and since then, Jones batting the highest split of his professional career. One ball, no strikes, two away. The pitch to Ruben Santana. And after five straight balls, McDaniels will throw that one down the heart of the plate for strike number one. Santana struck out swinging back in the second inning. It was a three-up, three-down frame from Garrett McDaniels. The 1-1 pitch to Ruben, and he takes that one inside for ball two, two and one. McDaniels already at 53 pitches so far in this ball game. And the Rawhide offense threatening to bring up their ninth batter of the inning in the form of Modifi Marte. Two and one with two down. McDaniels glances at Franco, who stands at second base. And now Ruben takes that one inside for ball three, three and one. Santana 2-for-17 in the series. He was 0-for-4 in both yesterday and Friday's ball game. Santana keeps the bat on his shoulder on a 3-1 count. And he'll end up swinging. It's a slow roller over to third base side. Wagner will field throw down to first, and it is not in time. And now Junior Franco is halfway to home plate, and now he's stuck in a rundown. Here comes the throw home. Franco going back in fourth. The throw will not be released, and just holding onto it is Carlos Rojas. Everybody's going to be safe, and the bases are loaded with two down. Bring up Modifi Marte to the plate. Rojas kept threatening to throw, never released the ball, and somehow Junior Franco gets back. Here comes Modifi Marte to the plate. Third Rawhide hit of the inning puts Franco at third, Drew Jones at second, Ruben Santana at first, and manager John Shoemaker has seen enough of Garrett McDaniels in this ballgame, and we're going to have a pitching change in the top of the third inning. Visalia 3, Rancho 0. When we come back, we'll have the new pitcher, and we'll give you McDaniels' numbers. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Attention Central Valley residents. Are you in need of top-quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Balance Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Balance Comfort way.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ballgame with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
So the former Coastal Carolina Chanticleer is done for the ballgame. It will bring up David Tiburcio into the ballgame. Bases loaded. Ninth batter of the inning for Visalia. It comes in the form of Modifi Marte, Junior Franco at third, Drew Jones at second, Ruben Santana at first. First pitch on the way. It's in there for a strike, 0-1. Last time out, Modifi Marte was struck out looking on a seven-pitch inning from Garrett McDaniels. Garrett just over 55 pitches in today's ballgame. And now Modifi gets a piece of that one. He fouls it off to the right side, 0-2. Marte 3-for-7 so far in the week, including a double in his last outing on Thursday, a ballgame where he went 1-for-4. 0-2, a two down. Tiburcio looking to limit the damage right here. His pitch is in the dirt for ball one, 1-2. Modifi Marte, the 6'1", 200-pounder from Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. Spent 2023 in the Arizona Complex League. 1-2 deal on the way, and this one's lifted into center field. Kendall George will make the grab 3 feet above the grass in center field, and the inning will come to a conclusion. So Tiburcio comes in, sits down Modifi Marte for the second time today, but not before Visalia attacks on three runs on three hits and a error. We're to the bottom of the third inning where we'll see Wilkin Paredes for the third time tonight. Visalia 3, Rancho 0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball on VisaliaRawhide.com.
Hay una historia sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio. Kennedy le preguntó, ¿qué haces aquí? El consejero respondió, pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner a un hombre en la luna. En Cahuilla Health tenemos la misma creencia. Cada empleado en cada departamento tiene un propósito necesario para lograr nuestra misión de cuidar a nuestra comunidad. Ellos son la fuerza impulsora detrás de nuestro compromiso de proporcionar atención compasiva y de primera clase a todos los que pasan por nuestras puertas. Están en el centro de lo que hacemos, sin importar el trabajo que tengan. Porque cuando se empieza a lograr algo extraordinario, algo tan exigente, pero tan digno, ningún trabajo es demasiado pequeño. En Cahuilla Health, todos nuestros empleados están haciendo una diferencia en la manera en que cuidamos a nuestra comunidad. Cahuilla Health, más que medicina, vida.
Cahuilla Health, más que medicina, vida.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, in the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move into the bottom of the third. One, Alonzo Carlos Rojas and Wilman Diaz will be look to become the first runners to get on board for the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. First pitch on the way, and it's inside for ball one, 1-0. Wilkin Paredes has gone six up, six down in his first two batters, but an over 20-minute long inning. We'll see how Paredes responds coming out of the Rawhide dugout. Garrett McDaniels went three up, three down in the top, in the bottom, top of the second, I should say. And ended up giving up a nine-batter frame to Visalia that ends up knocking him out of the game. Three balls, no strikes, and no outs. Juan Alonso looking to draw the walk right here. The pitch in the dirt, ball four, four-pitch walk. Always difficult for the pitchers to stay warm. And they're in the dugout that long. Unable to throw any pitches, just trying to keep the arm as warm as possible. But now you have four straight balls that were all low, and it brings up Carlos Rojas to the plate. That's a Quakes team who's shown to be very patient at the plate here in 2024. 305 walks entering the day. It's the second most in the California League. And Paredes' pitch on the way goes in there for a strike, 0-1. Logan Paredes, 6'2", 180 pounds, the 20-year-old left-hander from San Cristobal, Dominican Republic, appearing in just his fourth game in a Rawhide uniform. Started off the first two games out in the Arizona Complex League. Both of those two outings, he went four innings of work. His longest outing so far this season, five innings. That was on May 25th when the Rawhide were out in Fresno. And now this ball is lifted into left field. Junior Franco will like to cut it off before he gets to the wall. He will. Rounding second base is Juan Alonso. He'll hold up there. And back-to-back base runners reach in the bottom of the third. Bring up Wilman Diaz to the plate. Have you been in a collision? Don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus's Body Shop. Their priority is you. Good old-fashioned service is what they're about. Give them a call today at 559-625-3636 or visit them online at GusBodyShopVisalia.com. So Castillo will step out from behind home plate. They'll give the instructions to the Rawhide infield and will be ready to resume play once again. The three clubs in the Cal South, all within 4.5 games with less than 10 to go. And this ball's lifted into left field. Going back towards the wall is Junior Franco. And it is a no-doubt home run. Wilman Diaz's first home run of the season ties the ball game up at 3 apiece in the bottom of the third. Alonso, Rojas, and Diaz, they'll all meet at home plate. Bases have been cleared, and we restart basically 0-0, a 3-3 ball game here in the bottom of the third. Just like yesterday's game, Visalia took a 3-0 lead in the top of the first, and then Logan Wagner in the bottom of the third, a 5-run inning that featured Logan Wagner's second home run of the year, and it was a grand slam to give the Quakes a 6-3 lead at the time. A ball game where Rancho ultimately goes on to win 8-4, and now brings up the speedy Kendall George to the plate. The 0-1 pitch on the way, and it misses in the dirt for ball number one. Paredes had sat down the first six batters in order, all via the Rawhide infield. And now this ball's grounded to the right side where Christopher Turin will take it off a bounce from the grass one way. Second time today, Kendall George is grounded out to Turin. And it'll bring up Gerald Perez to the plate. Gerald Perez, a flyout in his last at-bat, will dig in. A week where he's batting 4-for-14. Perez's pitch in there for a strike, 0-1. Talk about that five-inning outing against Fresno for Paredes on May 25th. Paredes' pitch is low for a ball, 1-1. His first outing in a Rawhide uniform against Lake Elsinore, 8 punch-outs and 4 innings of work. A ball game where Visalia goes on to lose 6-2. And now the pitch to Perez is inside for ball two, 2-1. Visalia 0-3 so far when Paredes has gotten the start. All three losses have been by more than three. And now this pitch is outside for ball three, 3-1. A 6-2 loss on May 18th. A 6-3 loss on the 25th. And then on the first day of June, last Saturday, a 12-9 loss in extra innings. And that was a ball game where it just completely slipped away from Visalia. Blown call at third base. Visalia was two outs away from winning in the bottom of the ninth, in the top of the ninth. That game slipped away from him. Plenty of games that have slipped from the Rawhide this season. 3-2 pitch fouled off to left. Sun continuing to set here at Lone Mart Field. Final night game of the week. 4 out of 6 have been night games. We had Wednesday's day game. And part of the summer camps. Once again, foul to the left. Tomorrow's ball game, the day game at 2 o'clock. Good to see Adonis Perez, who's been the Sunday starter all year long for the High. Three balls, two strikes, one away. Paredes' pitch. In there, strike three. Inside corner, and Gerald Perez will be struck out for the first time today. And our first strike of the ball game is brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Ginn. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141. And bring on Josue DePaula to the plate. DePaula is scheduled to start on Wednesday. A swing and a miss on a ball in the dirt. 0-1, a very late scratch. In between the lineup cards being handed and the defense taking the field. The first time this week we'll get to see DePaula. And that pitch misses outside for a ball, one ball and one strike with two away. Ball game on Wednesday as Samuel Munoz started over in right, switched to left, and then Juan Alonso moved to right field. But this time, DePaula will ground over to the third base side. He'll go Feltner to Paredes, and the inning will come to a conclusion. So after a three-run top of the third inning, Rancho tacks on three runs thanks to the three-run home run from Wilman Diaz, his first of the year. And we end at the top of the fourth in a tie ball game. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
To a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric BZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Tecron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Tecron.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro. Ends 4/30/24.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baby.
Move to the top of the fourth inning. Visalia tacked on three runs on nine batters. And the top of the third inning, we'll see what they can do right here. Jackson Feltner will lay things off. He was the one that got it all started back in the third inning via a single. He'd be followed by a Jefferson Pena single as well. 3-3 ball game here in the top of the fourth. David Tiburcio is the new pitcher in the ball game after he came in for Garrett McDaniels, who went 2 2/3 innings, gave up 4 hits and 3 runs, struck out 2 batters and walked a pair as well. McDaniels was originally drafted by the Miami Marlins in the 2018 MLB draft. However, elected to play at Coastal Carolina out in the Sun Belt Conference, a year where he appeared in just 10 games, started 8 until he suffered an upper body injury that would sideline him until May 14th. And now that pitch is in there for strike 1-2. Prior to the injury, he was 0-3 with an 8.35 ERA. He would appear in just 2 games after that. And they would eventually be drafted or signed to the LA Dodgers in 2022. But his time in high school, the number one ranked left-handed pitcher and the number one overall prospect in the class of 2018, according to Rawlings and Perfect Game, the 96th ranked prospect in the nation in 2018, according to MLB.com. But as mentioned, a couple of those injuries kind of sidelining him for a couple years. So that first full healthy year in single-A ball for Garrett McDaniels. His day is over in just 3 innings. And now Jackson Feltner will watch that pitch go outside, and the count is now 3-2. Feltner, Pena, Torin, 8-9-1. Right, first baseman with a full count. We'll get ready for the payoff pitch. A deal from the windup. And Feltner will pop that one straight backwards into the netting. So get ready for the eighth pitch of the at-bat. First two innings, fairly efficient on the pitching side, and then the third inning opened up the scoring. Payoff pitch on the way, sent into center field. Kendall George comes racing in, and that one's going to bounce off his glove, and Feltner was his footing over at first base. He likely could have turned that one into a double off the little muff in center field, and instead he'll hold up at first base, and he'll bring up Jefferson Pena to the plate. The second hit of the ballgame for Feltner. And it's now Jefferson Pena here in the top of the fourth. Batting 202, no home runs, 9 RBIs on the season. Defense will set up for a double play. You got Jordan Thompson maybe about 10 feet left of the second base bag. And that pitch is in there for strike 0-1. Meanwhile, Wilman Diaz playing fairly normal second base spot. First baseman Sean McClain holding on Jackson Feltner at first. Not necessarily a threat to steal. Pena will get ready for the 0-1 pitch. Tiburcio, second time this series we've seen him. And that pitch is fouled backwards. David so far this year 2-0 with a 7.85 ERA. Appearing in now his 14th game of the year. He started in just one game so far in 2024. Signed on September 28th of 2020. Mentioned we last saw him on June 4th. That was 4 days ago on Tuesday. Ball game where he went two innings of work, struck out three batters, and walked one. A ball game where he would receive the win. 1-2, with no outs. The pitch on the way to Jefferson Pena. And this ball is grounded to the left side, and he hits against the double play setup. And back-to-back base runners will get aboard for the Hyde. So now the bottom of the Rawhide order, bat 8 and 9 are now 4-for-4 in the game. And it brings up Christopher Torin to the plate. Torin in this ballgame 0-for-1 with a 6-3 ground out back in the first and a walk back in the third inning. Green, the young 19-year-old for Visalia. And he loses the bat in the process of the swing. He grounds over to the second base side. Wilman Diaz will field and toss to first. Can't tell if the bat broke or if he just lost the grip of it. Looks like the butt of the bat is missing, so that'll be the first out of the frame. But on the backswing of Torin, the majority, the three-quarters of the bat goes flying into the netting. However, two runners in scoring position for Anderson Rojas, who looks for his 16th RBI of the year. His pitch on the way, grounded to the right side and foul, 0-1. Second time today that Torin has grounded out. And here is Anderson Rojas, who's 3-for-11 on the week, 2-for-3 in yesterday's ballgame. 0-1 with one down. Here's the pitch to Rojas. To the left side, it drops in for a base hit. Feltner will easily jog home to score, and Visalia takes back the lead for the second time tonight. It's 4-3 here in the top of the fourth inning. 16th RBI of the season for Anderson Rojas in his first hit of the night. Second time today, Jackson Feltner has come home to score. Jefferson Pena is now at third base. Kenny Castillo, 0-for-1 in the ballgame. He had a sac fly in his last at-bat. Will he go for another one right here? He looks for RBI number 18. A swing and a wave, 0-1. Rawhide catcher looking to add on the fifth Rawhide hit of the night. fifth hit Rawhide run of the night, I should say. Here's the pitch. This one's popped up. Back behind home plate. Carlos Rojas circling around, and the wind blowing it out of reach. Going to drop foul, and the count is 0-2. So a little bit of a bailout there for Castillo. Castillo, a three-game RBI streak, now making it four thanks to his RBI in his last at-bat in the third. Owen 2 with one away, and Kenny will call for time as he'll step out of the batter's box. It's been a Rawhide catching core who has been very good at on the offensive side so far this season. Adrian DeLeon, he's been a great threat on offense. He gets the day off, and then Kenny Castillo, obviously four straight games with an RBI. He's looking for his second straight in his third at-bat of the game, and that one's low, and Anderson Rojas will have the stolen bag. Rojas was off on the pitch, trying to avoid a double play. Count is out 1-2 with one away. Anderson Rojas is the team-leading 13th stolen bag of the year. Here's the pitch to Castillo. Grounds it to the left side, and it is foul. 1-2. Castillo on Thursday, a double, a single, an RBI, and two strikeouts. A ball game where tensions ran high in the 8th, 9th, and 10th innings. 1-2 with one away. Here's the pitch. Sent into center field. Kendall George will be there to make the grab. Jefferson Pena will tag up. He will come home to score. They're going to wave home Anderson Rojas. He'll hold up. He'll dive back to third base. Jaime Del Valle had the green light until the last moment. And Anderson Rojas had to get back, but back-to-back RBIs for Kenny Castillo. It's his 18th of the season. And the Rawhide now lead this ballgame 5-3 on back-to-back sack flies from Kenny. And now Junior Franco at the plate. He'll take that one in there for a strike 0-1. Anderson Rojas at third. Visalia looking to put on back-to-back three-run innings. Franco 3-4-11 in this season. He fouls this one off to the left side. Five hits on the week entering the day for Junior Franco. Here's a pitch, a little bit low for a ball. And the count is 1-2. Franco considered the fourth best batting average in the California League entering the day, behind Romeo Sanabria, Jonah Cox, and Lazaro Montez, a top 80 prospect in all of Major League Baseball. One of five players in the California League batting above 300, Aiden Longwell from Fresno. He's batting 308. Two balls, two strikes, two down. Franco gets ready for the deal. He'll foul that one off of himself. Junior had a single back in the first. He reached off an E6 back in the third. He would end up getting stranded over at third base on an inning where Visalia left the bases loaded. They've stranded four runners in this game. 2-2 with two down. Here's the pitch. Upstairs, ball three. Visalia so far tonight with runners in scoring position, 2-for-6. Visalia has been a struggling point in this series, and a hard hit shot over to first. And it's going to bounce off Sean McClain's foot. And Junior Franco will get on base once again. And Anderson Rojas will score back-to-back three-run innings for the Hyde. It's now 6-3 in the top of the fourth inning. An absolute missile from Junior Franco. And Sean McClain unable to get the glove down in time. It just bounced off the toe of his foot and got out of reach for Wilman Diaz. So with two down, it brings up the Rawhide center fielder, Drew Jones, to the plate. And the pitch on the way is high for ball one, 1-0. So it's been Rojas, Feltner, and Pena who have come home to score. And it'll be the third Quakes error of the ball game. A high chopper to the left side is foul, 1-1. Currently an unearned run for Xanderson Rojas scores. Second time today, Junior Franco has reached off an error. This time it's the error by the first baseman, McLean. 1-1 with two down. Visalia out hitting Rancho, 7-2. They have no errors compared to the Quakes, 3. And that pitch is upstairs for ball 2-1. Mistakes happen. That's why your local State Farm agent, Patrick Salazar, is in your corner. Good neighborhood service, surprisingly great rates. Give Patrick a call today at 625-2318. Two balls, one strike, two down. And Jones will take that one inside for ball 3-1. Last time he stepped up to the plate back in the third, he took a four-pitch walk. He was the seventh batter of the frame. 3-1 with two down. The pitch on the way to the Rawhide center fielder, lifted into right center field. Kendall George patrolling, and he'll be there to make the grab, and the inning will finally come to a conclusion. However, Visalia, three runs on three hits, one error, and one runner left on base. We head to the bottom of the fourth inning, where we'll see Wilkin Paredes on the mound once again. Visalia 6, Rancho 3. This is Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit ends 4/30/24.
So the Rawhide back on top by 3. Same thing we said in the bottom of the third inning. However, this time the difference is the score is now 6-3. You see Wilkin Paredes once again on the mound for the Hyde. And leading things off will be Jordan Thompson, Logan Wagner, Sean McClain. That is 4, 5, and 6. Those are the only three batters who did not step up to the plate for Rancho in the bottom of the third. Jordan Thompson, 6 for 16 this week. Only other player with 6 hits has been Kendall George. Jordan Thompson, 10 total bags this week. It's tied for the most by a Quakes player against the Rawhide here in this first full week in June. Pitchman's inside to Jordan Thompson. And the count is 2-1 with no outs. Paredes would get ready to deal. His pitch. Check swing. Does he go around? First base umpire Joshua Runge says no. And the count is now 3-1. Batters 6 and earlier all have yet to get on base. And now Thompson will rip this one into left field. Junior Franco at the warning track. He'll make the grab, and he'll slowly kiss the wall and left for out number one. Second time today, Jordan Thompson has flown out. And he'll bring up the third baseman, Logan Wagner, to the plate. We've seen him primarily at first this week, and now he'll step into the batter's box. Looking at cut back on this three-run lead. The one-out pitch to Wagner, and that one's in the dirt for ball one. 1-0. Logan Wagner batting 205 with two home runs and 13 RBIs. And he's been really a part of several big moments throughout this week. See if he can put his name in the hat once again. The 1-0 pitch on the way. It's in there for a strike, 1-1. One and one with one down on the pitch to Wagner. And he loses his bat as well. This ball's fouled off to the right side and out of play. Count is now 1-2. Rancho so far this year at home, 14-12. Meanwhile, for Visalia on the road, they are 9-16. And now Logan Wagner will get a little bit of chalk here to grab a little bit more grip on the bat. Visalia looking to take back the series. A win tonight would put them one game away from capturing their second straight series win, a thing that has not been accomplished so far this year. The 1-2 pitch on the way is inside for ball two, 2-2. Visalia's only series win so far was an opening weekend sweep against Inland Empire. Grounded to the left side and foul. The first six-game series against Inland Empire, the 23rd through the 29th, where they won 5 out of 6, and then last week's 4-2 victory against the 66ers. They've had chances for series ties. You look back at Fresno, where the Rawhide lost 3 walk-off wins at a Chichansey Park. 2-2 pitch on the way, swung on and missed. And it'll be the second strikeout of the ball game for Wilkin Paredes. Back-to-back innings with the strikeout. Oh, yeah, another Mayhem strikeout brought to you by Allstate insurance agent Abraham Guillen. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141. Sean McClain will step up to the plate. Last time he was at the dish, a ball that he claimed bounced off his foot, and I thought the same thing. I thought it bounced off his foot. Very odd spin. Rolled to the left side, just right of the third base line. Didn't even leave the batter's box, and Kenny Castillo just tossed first base, and that was the end of the inning. This time a little bit more obvious. It's ground ball to Anderson Rojas at short. He'll throw to first base in time, and Wilkin Paredes will retire the side in order for the third time this evening. And we head to the top of the fifth inning where the Rawhide lead over the Quake 6-3. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at MyCLARawhide.com.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck. Get low 3.99% APR on a legendary Tacoma. Check out the powerful Tundra or lease a Tacoma double cab 4x4 for as low as $369 a month.
Grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Hay una historia sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio. Kennedy le preguntó, ¿qué haces aquí? El consejero respondió, pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner a un hombre en la luna. En Cowea Health tenemos la misma creencia. Cada empleado en cada departamento tiene un propósito necesario para lograr nuestra misión de cuidar a nuestra comunidad. Ellos son la fuerza impulsora detrás de nuestro compromiso de proporcionar atención compasiva y de primera clase a todos los que pasan por nuestras puertas. Están en el centro de lo que hacemos, sin importar el trabajo que tengan. Porque cuando se empieza a lograr algo extraordinario, algo tan exigente, pero tan digno, ningún trabajo es demasiado pequeño. En Cowea Health, todos nuestros empleados están haciendo una diferencia en la manera en que cuidamos a nuestra comunidad. Cowea Health, más que medicina, vida.
Cowea Health, más que medicina, vida.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ballgame with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move into the top of the fifth inning. Visalia leads this ball game 6-3. Ruben Santana will lead things off, followed by Modifi Marte and Jackson Feltner. 0-1 deal to Ruben. That one's in there for a strike, 0-2. New pitcher in the ballgame is Joseline Gonzalez. Comes in for lead for David Tiburcio. Pitching change brought to you by ResCom Pest Control, protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye bugs. Pitches Santana, barely misses outside for ball one, 1-2. So Gonzalez comes in, pitches two straight strikes. And nearly rung up Santana on pitch number three. However, he'll have to throw another one to the Rawhide third baseman. One ball, two strikes, no outs. And that pitch is outside for a ball, 2-2. The 2-2 deal on the way to Ruben Santana. A little bit high and outside for ball three, 3-2. Visalia leading this ball game 6-3 here in the top of the fifth inning. Gonzalez will agree with Carlos Rojas. The payoff pitch on the way. And Santana, a swing and a miss. And he'll be struck out for the second time today. He'll be the first out of the inning. And Rancho ideally looking for their first less than seven batter inning since the second, where the Rawhide went down in order. Here's Modifi Marte stepping up to the plate. Modifi 0-2 on the night, a strikeout looking and a flyout into center field to end the nine batter third. This ball popped up to the right side. Just in fair territory as right fielder Josue de Paula. He'll make the grab. There's two down. Brings up Jackson Feltner to the plate. Look at batters 8-9 for the Hyde. A combined 4-4 here in this ballgame. Feltner looking to go 3-3 right here. The pitch on the way, misses outside for a ball. The count is now 1-0. Feltner entering the day with a three-game RBI streak. That's tied for the third longest RBI streak in the California League. Gonzalez holding onto that pitch a bit too long. It bounced outside for ball two, 2-0. Visalia out hitting Rancho, 7-2 here in this top half of the fifth. Pitch from Gonzalez to Feltner, and that one's a little bit low as well. And the count is now 3-0. All three pitches have missed downstairs here to Feltner. And I look to get on base for the third time tonight. Rancho, costly, three errors in this ball game, and Feltner will take that one on the inside corner for strike number one. Jefferson Pena waits on deck, a ball game where he's also had a pair of singles. 3-1 with two away. Here's the pitch from Gonzalez. Outside corner, strike two. Feltner was ready to unstrap the shin guard. And now have to step in for one final pitch right here. Pitch number six of the at-bat, and he'll use the batter's timeout. He'll step out. Feltner batting 239 for two home runs and 16 RBIs. Spent his college days at Morehead State out in the Ohio Valley Conference. Foul tip, then in the glove of Carlos Rojas, and the Rawhide will go down in order for just the second time today. Halfway through here at Lone Martin Field in Rancho Cucamonga, the Quakes and the Rawhide. Visalia leads this ballgame 6-3. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Residents, are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Bowes Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions.
Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Bounce Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Bounce Comfort way.
Take your Toyota's safety to the next level with a fresh set of tires this spring and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We are halfway through here at Lone Martin Field. We get ready to move into the bottom of the fifth inning. Visalia leading over Rancho 6-3. It'll be at the bottom of the order. Juan Alonso, Carlos Rojas, and Wilman Diaz, 7, 8, and 9 due up. And they were the ones that caused the damage in the third inning. First pitch on the way from Paredes is bounced in for ball one, 1-0. Juan Alonso drew the four-pitch walk against Paredes, followed by a single from Carlos Rojas, and then Wilman Diaz, a no-doubt first home run of the year. And now a swing and a miss for strike number one. A Rawhide pitching team that has a 4.38 ERA. That's fourth in the California League. And now peel over to second base, and Alonso goes around. I don't even think Joey Alonso really twitched that there. So first base umpire, Joshua Runge, obviously had a better view. And the count is now 1-2. A Rawhide team who struck out 616 batters. That's well over 60 more than the second place team, the Lake Elsinore Storm. 1-2, swung on and missed. Strike three. Third strike out of the ballgame for Wilkin Paredes, and Juan Alonso sat down for the first time today. Oh, yeah, another mayhem strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Guillen. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141. Allstate, you're in good hands. With the one down, it brings up Carlos Rojas to the plate. A single out into left field back in the third inning. Ball that Junior Franco did a very good job cutting off from hitting the left field wall. Rojas batting 258, no home runs and 14 RBIs. No one deal on the way. Swung on a miss, 0-2. Bottom of the fifth inning. Time to check in on the scores around the California League. We'll start off at John Thurman Field. They're closing in on a conclusion out there. Bottom of the eighth, the Nuts lead 4-3 over the Fresno Grizzlies. The 0-2 pitch is in the dirt for ball one, 1-2. Meanwhile, out in San Manuel Stadium, the Lake Elsinore Storm, they lead 5-2 after five innings of work over the 66ers. And then lastly, out at Banner Island Ballpark in Stockton, the San Jose Giants lead 3-0. The 1-2 pitch for Carlos Rojas. This is outside for ball two, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Quakes team has been very patient this year. Talked about the 305 walks, second best in the league. It's also been a Rawhide team in the pitching category that struggled with walks as well. They've walked 297 batters. Only other team with more walks is the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. They've walked 308 batters. Now time called here. Maybe an equipment malfunction for Kenny Castillo. Time was called by home plate umpire Jeremy Rada. Payoff pitch on the way from Wilkin Paredes. Inside, ball four. Sixth pitch at bat goes in favor of the Quakes catcher, and it brings up Wilman Diaz to the plate. Diaz 1-for-3 on Thursday, a ballgame where he had a single and a strikeout. Albert in today's ball game, 1-for-1, including a 3-run home run back in the third inning. Those RBIs, 16, 17, and 18, entered today with 15 RBIs. And with one down, the Rawhide defense have a chance to turn two. They've turned 50 double plays here in 2024. It's the third most in the California League. And Woken Pratis' pitch is fouled backwards, 1-1. Rancho, 44 turn double plays, sixth most in the California League. 1-1 with one away. Pratis will look over at first, where it's Rojas standing on the bag. Here's his pitch, lifted into right field. Jefferson Pena will move around a couple steps. And at the end of the ladder drill, he'll make the grab, two away. And bring up Kendall George to the plate, who he is 0-for-2 in the ballgame. Kendall George is grounded out to Christopher Crane twice. One day removed where he was 3-for-4 featuring three singles. What a day George had yesterday. Three singles, a walk, a strikeout, and two runs. And the two-out pitch from Paredes is in there for a strike, 0-1. Wilkin looking to go five complete innings of work for just the second time in his professional career. He did that at the end of May against Fresno. And that pitch will miss outside for a ball, 1-1. George, the 36th overall pick in last summer's MLB draft. The 1-1 on the way, inside ball two. Going to kick past Kenny Castillo. And a wild pitch will put a runner in scoring position. One through six. A combined 0-for-12 in this ballgame for Rancho. Two balls, one strike, two away. Here to Kendall George. Paredes glances at second base. Here's the deal. Outside corner in there for a strike, 2-2. If you want to look at batters 1-7, a combined 0-for-13 with one walk, it's Juan Alonso's. Now George will pop this one into left field. Junior Franco giving it a run. And one of probably the longest runs that an outfielder has to make at this field. With the bullpen open out in left field, Franco gave it a good run, but not enough air time from Kendall George. Drops foul, 2-2. George and Thompson tied for the most hits in this series. Kendall George so far this week, three stolen bags. It's tied for, or it leads this Quakes team. Also six runs, it also leads this Quakes team this week. Two balls, two strikes, two down. Paredes glanced at second, a very large lead for Carlos Rojas. And that pitch is in the dirt for ball three. Three balls and two strikes. Paredes will get set. Steer down Kenny Castillo, who will put down the sign. And here's the deal. And once again, a piece of it fouled off to the left side for George. He continues to fight off this at-bat. It will be the eighth pitch here in just a couple moments. Quakes looking for their third hit of the night. And with how large of a lead Carlos Rojas has at second, a ball in outfield could likely score him. Here's a 3-2 pitch, and it's called strike three on the outside corner. Kendall George has sat down for the third time today. And we head into the top of the sixth inning. Wilkin Paredes is through five innings of work for the second time this season. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball on MyCLIARawhide.com.
Car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight, but you can still show you care by using